song.
We got more of your requests coming up right now on B95.
Juice Crew, B95, good morning. It's time to win the 6 o'clock double shot, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, they know.
Yeah, they know?
They know.
Big Fresno Fair tickets?
They know.
They know that already? Okay. Well, you got to answer 2 questions on 1 topic, and the lovely Carmen is here to get you started.
Well, thank you. Today we're talking about eliminations. Question number 1.
Question 1.
Who was eliminated last night on Dancing with the Stars?
Do they know?
We'll find out if they know. 247-5595. Number, call us. Make you win. Juice Group B95.
Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Baby, I'm going to make you feel so good tonight.
It's time to take a shot. The 6 o'clock double shot. 2 questions, 1 topic.
Who is this?
Vanessa? Thank you.
Thank you.
Didn't even hesitate with the D. I mean, there was no hesitation.
You know what?
I
didn't even finish the question.
Sometimes I wonder where you guys are going with this stuff.
No, look, you know where I'm going. I'm going just to support you and show you that it's okay to be soft. Well, Dre, on the other hand, is trying to be a little dirty, deceiving person.
No, I'm just.
Well, thank you for the support, Carmen, but I, you know.
She just called you soft, dude.
I know. I just sometimes your compliments.
I said soft, not sissy. There's a big difference.
Well, sissy's. Come on, that's not even.
I think you're soft, sissy.
Dre. I can't even deal with you two right now. Yeah.
Like sissies push him around.
What?
Because he's a soft sissy.
You guys are unbelievable. Aww,
who let the soft sissy in the room?
Dre.
That's not true.
Losers are coming up next.
And we're not talking about Greg.
Thank you.
Anymore. You
know? Anymore?
We were just.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get to those losers in just a minute. Get ready. It's the Juice Crew, B95.
.com keyword warrior.
From the Tchanzy Gold Resort and Casino Traffic Center, here's your morning traffic.
Looking good on your drive into work right now. I'm Dina Lawrence. That's traffic.
B95, broadcasting live on your iHeartRadio app. B95, playing my hip hop, my music.
Juice Crew B95, good morning. It is time for losers. We got some today. Woo!
I don't like when you do that.
A mom and dad combo that will blow your mind, actually. Mom and dad combo that will blow your mind this morning.
Damn.
Family of the Year nominee.
And then I got one for
family
Carmen.
Family of the Year.
I got, it's different families.
Oh, okay.
Different mom, different dad, different families. And then, Carmen, I got one for you.
Ah, damn.
But let's start. I'm gonna make it official. Dad of the Year nominee, for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
This is officially a Dad of the Year
nominee. God.
Parenting at its finest, people. We go to Sacramento, California for this story.
Right
today.
Up the street.
Yeah, we go to Sacramento, California. Get on the 99, keep driving north, you'll find it. How about this? The dad that leaves his baby in a car so he could go on a date.
Where are you, baby?
What?
Yes, this would be the 18-year-old father from Sacramento facing serious charges after police say he left his 5-month-old daughter in a car to go on a date. Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, the car was parked a considerable distance from the McDonald's restaurant where he was meeting the date.
Oh.
Okay, so in other words, he was watching the baby.
Well, it's his
from
baby.
A distance.
No, hold on here. Dre will back me up on this. If it's your baby, you're not watching your baby.
No, I'm saying according to him, he was
could
keeping
see
an
the
eye
car.
On him.
He was like,
no.
Like,
the car was a considerable distance away. He didn't park it in the McDonald's parking lot. That's not keeping an eye on the baby.
Oh,
he
my
was hiding
God.
The baby from the date, obviously.
A 5-month-old.
5-month-old. Yeah. Yeah. And let's just get it straight, people. When you have your kids and you're interacting as a parent, you're not just watching your kids.
Yeah.
Dre, would you back me up on that?
You're not babysitting.
Exactly,
no.
You're not.
You're interacting. You're raising your children. That's not what this dad was doing. Yeah, so, yeah, hey, baby, Meet me over at the McDonald's, man, around the corner.
I'll holler at you for a sec.
Let me holler
so
at
he
you.
Parked his car with the child considerable distance away so that the date couldn't see the car.
I'll be back, baby.
Left the 5-month-old in there. And then came in. It was the middle of the day. And by the way, even though it's October, it's still, you know, 80-something degrees, leaving a baby in a car.
Ridiculous.
Car locked, so the baby's crying. And passerby or something.
Yeah, it just so happened someone was in the parking lot where the child had been left and had noticed the baby all alone there for 15 minutes. You know, gave it a few minutes to see mom and dad are coming right back. Mm-hmm. 15 minutes went by, no parents.
Wow.
911.
Oh, yeah. You got to do that.
911. Police showed up to get the little girl out of the car. Said she was sweating profusely, by the way.
Oh, my God. What the hell is wrong with this dude?
I don't know how they got injured.
It probably Slim Jim.
The teenage father is facing felony child endangerment charges.
So they waited for him to come back.
Oh, yeah.
They posted up. Lawn chair, please.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's just sit around here. Just lay out.
And he just confessed, you know.